The next patient is Ana Cortes. The last name is C-O-R-T-E-S. Number one. Clinical case of an 82-year-old Hispanic female that we had the pleasure of following her in the past. The last visit to the office was in May 21st of 2021. At that time, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.6 and estimated GFR. Of 30 mLs per minute. During the prior evaluation, prior to the appointment, the lab that was done on April 23rd, 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.66, and the estimated GFR is 31. Interestingly, the patient has a deep sleep that is completely negative, including is negative for everything, including the protein. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 128 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number. The patient has a hemoglobin of 9.8. And the reason for this normocytic, normochromic anemia is unknown. Evaluation by the hematologist is recommended. Meanwhile, we are going to order the basic studies of the iron to see if we are dealing with anemia related to iron deficiency. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been under control, the hemoglobin A1C. Is 6.9%. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the breast that is remote. According to what the patient is telling me, she hasn't had a mammogram and is suggested to the primary to order the mammogram. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. A following number, hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 155, HDL 54, LDL 78, and triglycerides 125. The patient has osteoporosis that is followed by the primary. It's also my recommendation that in view of the presence of chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and essential hypertension, this patient should be evaluated by cardio due to the fact that she's 82 years old. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.